What is up, everybody? We are back for episode 15 of the Most Prevailing Stories podcast. March is Music in Our Schools Month, and we're going to get into more information on that later. But first, we'll cover some district-wide news and sports as always. There's plenty more to come, so stick around for another great episode coming your way. It's certainly been a hectic week with all this inclement weather. The snow may be melting, but don't put those boots away just yet, because in my unprofessional opinion, we've got some mud coming our way. On a more serious note, make sure to continue keeping an eye out on the weather. You can always look at the website or check our social media for updates. It may be March now, but those last-minute snow days always creep up on us, as we just saw. There will be no school next Wednesday, the 8th, for students. Teachers will be taking part in professional learning activities all day. For future news to keep on the radar, parent-student-teacher conferences will be running on March 29th and 30th for all grade levels. Then the elementary schools will continue wrapping those up on the 31st as well. The Board of Education presented their budget proposal to the Board of Finance this week. The Board of Finance will complete their work and conduct a final vote on their recommendations on March 14th. This will take place at Parsons in Conference Room B at 5:30. After the Board of Finance settles on the recommended budget, it will transfer to the Board of Aldermen for their review. For future details, we'll continue to keep you posted on the podcast in the news cycle. That's all we have for news today. Stay tuned for sports coming up next. The winter sports season continues to slowly wrap up. Soon we'll be going full swing into golf, baseball, softball, tennis, lacrosse, and outdoor track season. In the meantime, there is still plenty to highlight from our winter sports teams. Foreign's Kelly Aspris recently won the girls' CIAC wrestling championship after securing the pin to get the victory. This now makes her a two-time state champion. Foreign's Gerald Gutierrez also had a big day at the SEC boys swimming championship meet. He broke two school records by placing second in the 100-meter backstroke with a time of 53.61 and in the 200-meter individual medley with a time of 1:59.73. Congratulations to Kelly and Gerald on these accomplishments. Foreign's girls basketball team recently beat Nanawag 45-34 in their first game of the CIAC tournament. The five-seeded Lions will advance to take on number 4 Mercy at Mercy in the quarterfinals on Monday. Both teams finished the regular season 16-5, so it should be a really good game. Jonathan Law's boys basketball team will also shift their focus over to the CIAC tournament now as well. They fell short in the semifinals of the SEC tournament in the trilogy with Hill House losing by only single digits, but there's plenty of basketball left to prepare for as they will enjoy a first-round bye. The Lawmen picked up a 3-seed and will take on the winner of Ansonia vs. Weathersfield March 8th at 6 p.m. at Law. In other positive Jonathan Law basketball news, head coach Jamie Anderson was named SEC Coach of the Year. I was actually in attendance for the championship game where they named him as the winner, and with all they've accomplished as a team, it really came as no surprise to me. Law also had John Nider named to the All-SEC First Team, and Nolan McKenna Hansen named to the Second Team. Best of luck to all our Milford basketball players heading to CIACs. That's all we have for sports today. Stick around for a feature story on Music in Our Schools Month coming up next. The month of March is Music in Our Schools Month, and we have a great interview coming your way in a little bit, but before we get into that, you may be wondering what we have on deck for you all. Here in Milford, we scored big time. As the premier Music in Our Schools Month event, our string students will be working with Mark Wood, one of the founding members of the Trans-Siberian Orchestra. Mark has established a foundation that offers a rigorous workshop and method training to young music students. The show will be taking place on March 10th at Parsons Auditorium and will begin at 7 p.m. Tickets are on sale now online for $14 and will be sold at the door for $20. Without further ado, our instructional supervisor for music students pre-K through 12, Amy Paris, was able to stop by for a quick interview. Let's take a listen to that. March is Music in Our Schools Month. Do you have anything special planned?
Thank you for asking. Yes, March really is the kickoff to our spring concert season here in Milford. For more than 30 years, March has been officially designated by the National Association for Music Education as Music in Our Schools Month. So this month is an opportunity to raise awareness about the importance of music education for all students and for our music educators to highlight their school music programs. And here in Milford, we do exactly that. So we kick off our events this weekend with the foreign drama production of Legally Blonde. Then next week, we have a very special event for our string students called Electrify Your Symphony, featuring Mark Wood from the Trans-Siberian Orchestra. After that, we have Music in Our Schools Month concerts planned for our students in grade 5 band, grades 8 through 12 band, grade 5 and 6 chorus. And then also, our high school choirs will spend a day together making music with an outside clinician. And while they don't do a formal concert, They will perform at the March 13th Board of Education meeting.
So one of the larger events this month is the Electrify Your Symphony show. Can you tell me more about how this came together?
Yeah, so I met Mark about a year and a half ago at a performing arts conference I was attending. Mark is not only a performer and a musician, but is a huge advocate for the arts. So he was presenting on reinvigorating school music programs after the pandemic. That same day, he and I had a chance to sit down and talk, and I had told him about our growing string program here in Milford. And he said that we should bring Electrify Your Symphony to Milford. At the time, he was living in New York, so it made sense. He had done a few programs here, and he was really excited about this. So I was too. So I'm pretty sure after we finished our conversation, I texted Dr. Kutai and Dr. Fedigan, and I told them about it, and I sent them some videos, and within a week, because of their amazing support, I had the okay to begin planning this concert and this event. So what happens next week is that on Thursday, all of our string students in grades 5 through 12, so about 300 students, will come to Parsons throughout the day to rehearse with Mark. Mark's going to do a workshop-style rehearsal where he's giving them information about being more creative and moving with the music and the importance of improvisation and that it's okay to make mistakes when we're performing. So that happens on Thursday. The students then come back on Friday, but all together, and they're going to rehearse their big finale piece for this. So all the students in the auditorium on the stage performing with Mark. And then on Friday night, we have our concert. So starting at 7 o'clock here at Parsons, this concert is open to the public. All of our students will perform right alongside Mark Wood. And think school orchestra meets Trans-Siberian Orchestra. So it's going to be a really amazing event and a great experience for all of our students. Tickets are available on our website. They are $14 in advance. And at the door, they will be $20. So Mark also has donated an electric violin that will be raffled off that evening. A lucky student, hopefully, will win and have the opportunity to continue to play and learn from that instrument.
Is there anything else you'd like to highlight going on with music in our schools?
Yes, and this is very exciting. So the Jonathan Law Advanced Vocal Ensemble, under the direction of Miss Kelly Jones, was recently accepted as an honors ensemble at the Connecticut Music Educators Conference. This is a huge honor for any ensemble. This is our annual conference for music educators that happens at the end of March. So what happens with this, it's a blind audition. And so Kelly recorded her ensemble, sent it in, and the adjudicators, judges, they listened to all the ensembles, and she was selected. She's one of three choirs. So the Law Advanced Vocal Ensemble will perform, and then also a choir from Glastonbury and a choir from WestCon. So one of three choirs to perform, which is awesome. A very well-attended conference and a very well-attended concert, because music educators love listening to other students perform. And I want to say how proud I am that we have Milford represented at our conference this year. We also have 17 students participating in the All-State Conference, All-State Ensemble, for at that same event. And we also have students from our elementary school performing in the Elementary Honors Ensemble. So a lot of Milford students are going to be performing at our State Arts Conference at the end of the month, and I wish them all the best of luck.
That's another episode in the books. Thank you for listening, and tune in next week for our most prevailing stories to date.